This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? All the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is the medicine. The choices we make every single day, you can make the choices. It all comes down to making sure you can make choices each day for your health. Because, I mean, whatever you're struggling with, it doesn't matter if it's diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, any of those conditions has to do with the choices that you're making every day. That's why you don't see a bunch of 20-year young somethings sick all the time, right? Take some time to build that up. You think, well, that's just because you're getting older. Not really. There are plenty of people that are 40s, 50s, 60s, and amazing, right? So you can do well. You just have to make sure you make the right choices. It's what you do every day that matters. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. If you haven't checked out our health resort yet, you should. Go online. Check it out. Go to the website. You'll find out details there about the new health resort down in Florida. Borders down in Daytona. Well, just north of Daytona Beach. But it's a good market. It's a great place to go if you have any kind of health challenges, say blood pressure issues, diabetes, you're overweight. You really just can't seem to get your lifestyle choices together. You do a diet, it doesn't work. You've been trying different things, and the doctor just keeps telling you, you need to lose weight, you need to do this, you need to do that, and you just don't know how. That's what we do. And we've got a whole team that we that can help walk you through a typical day and get you what you need to do. So if you need information, give us a call. 888-283-7272. We're going to Tiffany now. Hi, Tiffany.
My call is to find out about hair loss for my 29-year-old daughter. I was looking for maybe some suggestions. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that you have to look at in something like this, if she's 29, okay, and there could be many, many things going on. Now, she definitely get tested, go to her physician to get some blood work done on a regular basis. I think that needs to be looked at and explored, because hair loss at 29 could be thyroid, it could be a mineral deficiency, something as simple as that. It could be blood conditions. She could have an underlying pre-diabetes condition that's starting to show itself and not even know it. It could be autoimmune. The body could be attacking itself for whatever reason. So she needs to get to a physician and just have them run some of the basic tests and get a good idea. The tests don't lie, okay? Especially blood tests, which is the powers in the blood. So get in there and she can get that done. Now you can let us know if you like what they find, and then we can have another conversation. But that really is what needs to happen first. It's not just, okay, your hair's falling out, take this. It doesn't work like that. I'm not a big fan of that. Some people will do, but I really am a big fan of doing the test, seeing what's really there, and then coming up with a good solid game plan. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. So much that people struggle with. Pretty amazing. Really help. And one of the big keys is understanding that you don't have to be stuck. You don't have to be in a place where you don't feel like you can get out. You really can make new choices. It doesn't matter if it's losing weight. It doesn't matter if whatever you're talking about. Heart disease, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, which we see all the time. People make better choices. You can get out of where you are many, many times. And don't forget, you can always shoot me an email and check us out on social media as well. On the website, you can jump in and part of all that we have going on. Dexter in Utah, he said, if I have low thyroid, what would be my main symptoms? And what kind of things can I take that would help my thyroid to balance? I have trouble sleeping, I feel tired, my skin's dry, and also feel a little bit anxious. Thanks and God bless. So, yeah, I mean, it could be a couple of things, right? I mean, if it is the thyroid, the testing will show it. The one thing when getting blood work done is get your T3. So here's a different test, okay? So T3, T4, you want to get those done. But then also make sure that they test your TSH, which they probably will. But have them check for what's called TPO antibodies. And TPO antibodies are critical because they can show if there's any kind of potential autoimmune condition going on, like Hashimoto's. And that's important because if you don't catch that, and there is something going on with the thyroid along those lines, then it can be a big deal. But it could be blood sugar. I've seen it. I've seen so many people think it's thyroid, and guess what? It's blood sugar. And somebody's not completely in the diabetes realm yet, but they're close. So it has to get to a place. That's what I was kind of challenging to. It's going to get the place where you want it. Because, yeah, those symptoms seem like it. But you really kind of got to figure that out. That's the key. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. And let's go to Mick now. Hi, Mick. Mick, are you with us?
Pneumonia, and he was treated, got out, and it's been about 2 weeks now. He's still got a lot of, kind of a little bit of his residual cough, more or less. Didn't know if there's anything he could do other than going back in and having a check, but gets a lot of fun.
Okay. Yeah, if things are kind of lingering like that, again, when you go to your physician or have him go, I would definitely get, there's some basic tests to be done. It sounds like the immune system's not building up. It sounds like the immune system is really struggling. And when you see that, you just have to say, okay, what is his body not getting? Why is his immune system down? It could be a lot of things. It could be he's not sleeping well, so you've got to kind of dig in a little bit. And this is why when you call and you ask about someone else, there's a lot of details that I need to know, right, that's going on with them. So I'm just going to get things in basic what-ifs, could-bes, along those lines. So if he's not sleeping well, then that could be an issue. If they haven't checked his vitamin D levels, they need to, because vitamin D is going to show if it's really low, somebody deals with pneumonia or they deal with any kind of upper respiratory or some form of respiratory condition, that typically can cause some major issues, including the lungs. You can have lingering of immune conditions when the vitamin D levels are low. Okay? Then the other one to look at, and this is really important, too, with something like the constant phlegm, you got to look at the color of it. And the color of it will tell you where the origin might be. For example, it might be viral, it could be bacteria, it could be yeast buildup that can be causing it. And different colors mean different things. Like kind of a green-brown color is typically viral. And if it's bright yellow, the bacteria. And that's typical. It's not always. And then if it's like a white clear, sometimes it could just be a yeast or fungal type deal that could be in there. So I would have that looked at and take a look. And you know, those kind of questions to ask that can make a difference. And figure things out. But I get to help the doctor and deal with that. Get in and figure out exactly what's going on. Let me know. 888-283-7272. You're listening to some Health Coach Radio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because
of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping health care costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. Lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Teagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Dan Pillow. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and health care collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a health care business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
More, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
just want to kind of monitor the behavior patterns and look at the distractibility. How often does it happen? I mean, kids are like that in general. The funny thing is, when we were younger, the diagnosis really was not prevalent at all. I mean, it was came a little bit later. So, do your kids really have ADHD? It just depends. You've got to go take them to the pediatrician and let them do some of the various testing that's done in the office to kind of evaluate that. But, you know, again, you've got to look at patterns over time, and that's what the physician will find out. But it's a challenge, because I think there's a fine line of putting them on the medication versus not. And, you know, modifying the diet makes a big difference. Taking the child off gluten, for example, which is tough, and sugar and the processed carbohydrates and all, that can play a big role. And you can notice a big difference when that happens within their behavior, an increase in omega-3 fatty acids. But again, pediatricians need to walk you through that. Find someone that will work with you at that level, because diet for any type of hyperactivity disorder, major deal. You can see a big difference in most kids that struggle with that. You look at the diets at children that deal with ADHD at any level, they're going to be loaded with processed foods. You see it every single time. And clinically, you do a history and all that, parents, you're going to find that. And that's why a lot of these nutritional deficiencies that can build up in the kids, that's what you have to look for. And again, and someone to walk you through that process. But definitely look at the omega-3s. That is one of the big keys for ADHD. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call. Go to the website. Go to Ruby now. Hi, Ruby.
I just want to know what is good for joints, because the joints have been swelling up, and I notice that when I get cold, they hurt. I just wanted to know what would be some good natural things that I could take to help the joints, and also what natural things I could take for anemia.
Well, there's several things you can do. I mean, for joint pain, remember it's inflammation. So inflammation with any kind of arthritis, for example, itis means inflammation. That typically comes from the digestive tract. You know, look at the habits that you have, eating habits over a period of time. You know, if you're doing a lot of processed foods, a lot of excess carbohydrates, you'll find that you can, if it's the wrong kind of carbs, and what I mean by that, a lot of processed sugar, processed flour, do those kind of carbohydrates over and over and over again, sugar content's high, it's been shown that it raises the inflammatory process in the gut, and when you do that, it raises the inflammatory process throughout the body. So getting the body back in line and really getting it back in a good position is what you want to do. So again, eating the right kind of foods for a period of time, at least a month, can make a difference. You jump in and do equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Putting the right kind of foods together gives you the nutrition that your body needs and can get you functioning at a much better level. So that's where I would start, really, when it comes down to it. Because, you know, at the end of the day, when you're dealing with arthritis, especially osteoarthritis, not getting into the rheumatoid arthritis, the dietary changes make the biggest difference. Now, there's a product out that is homeopathic-based and based on amino acids, which are proteins. Completely natural, non-addictive, and I've seen people in the worst pain ever do extremely well with this product. Not only that, but people that take it, you know, again, see not just results because of the supplement, it actually helps to break down proteins. It actually works on restoring the digestive system, and it helps reduce the inflammatory process. It's called AminoActive. And you can go to their website, aminoactive.com. It is one of the best products I've seen. It's university tested. They're doing all kinds of double blind studies on it now. It'll end up being like the natural go-to for any kind of pain or inflammation in the marketplace. I really believe that's where it's headed. It's that good. So I would check that out, aminoactive.com. But yeah, I mean, those are some basic tips. And the anemia, if they've definitely diagnosed you with it, you've got to figure out
you know, first and foremost, what time it is. So is it B12 related? Is it iron related? You've got to be able to determine that. And they can do some additional testing to figure that little equation out. Now, the one key about it that you want to look into that's really important is also, if it is iron related, you want to look at ferritin. Now, ferritin is kind of the storage tank for iron. And with the ferritin, vitamin C will raise ferritin in a heartbeat. It is the catalyst that really allows the iron to be stored and utilized in the body. And you can get a little ferritin test. Very simple. Your primary care doctor can check it out. So when they check the iron levels and look for B12, folic acid, have them look at that and see if it's even a factor in the equation. Because typically with anemia, that's kind of important. But regardless, a lot of good foods you can have to help with anemia. And depending on the level of it, if it's just very mild, you want to look at what dark leafy greens, hands down. They can help build both levels of iron and also B12. But then also look at red meat. And people freak out over red meat, but it's a great source. It's grass-fed, hormone-free, bison, elk, those kind of meats. Unbelievable. Very, very good. And a lot of other benefits in them as well. They can be helpful. And a good old school remedy for any type of anemia is black strap molasses. That's old school right there, but it works very well. 2 to 3 tablespoons of black strap molasses can help tremendously when you're dealing with any type of anemia. Now, it's got a little bit of the sugar content in it, but, you know, again, raising those levels up, give you a burst of energy, and will help for the long term. Remember, keep in mind, this takes a while. It's not going to happen in 2 months.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? You need a new prescription for your life. I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting MyFreeHealthBook.com. That's MyFreeHealthBook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Sally is now a Category 2 storm. The National Hurricane Center says it has winds of 100 miles an hour. The storm, expected to make landfall early Tuesday morning, is about 135 miles southeast of Biloxi, Mississippi. President Trump on his way back to the White House after visiting California and Arizona on Monday. The president participating in a briefing on California's wildfires.
We have to do a lot about forest management. Obviously, forest management in California is very important. And now it extends to Washington and extends also to Oregon. There has to be good, strong forest management, which I've been talking about for 3 years with the state.
In Phoenix, President Trump participating in a Latinos for Trump coalition roundtable. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from America. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, to the public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories regarding the wildfires burning on the West Coast. Fires are continuing to burn in Oregon and Washington State as well. Smoke from the massive fires has spread to neighboring states, making the skies hazy in places that aren't even dealing with wildfires, like Phoenix, Arizona. As far as the damage caused by the fires in Oregon, Oregon Democratic Governor Kate Brown says,
"We burned over 1 million acres of beautiful Oregon. We've got fires on the coast. We've got fires in communities right up abutting our metropolitan areas, and southern Oregon has been devastated. We've had over 40,000 Oregonians who've had to evacuate, and we have a 500,000 Oregonians who are on some level of evacuation status. So these have been devastating."
The famous annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will be virtual this year because of coronavirus. Mayor Bill de Blasio saying everyone can feel the spirit and joy of that day online and on TV.
"Not a live parade, but something that will really give us that warmth and that great feeling we have on Thanksgiving days."
Mayor continuing,
"It's really important to keep these traditions continuing, to make sure that that history is unbroken. We saw that on July 4th. We'll see that on Thanksgiving Day."
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthur Dex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Out more, visit the show online at InShapeNetwork.com.
It's all about lifestyle, and it's about the choices that we make every day, because that can transform your health more than anything else. Hearing loss is a big topic, too. Rheumatoid arthritis really does affect more than your joints. Now they're saying, according to the Arthritis Foundation, they're saying now that with a lot of reports over the years, that rheumatoid arthritis can actually create hearing loss. So Mayo Clinic did a study, it was published recently, and they found that hearing loss increased with people with rheumatoid arthritis. Most rheumatologists were not aware of the increased risk of hearing loss in RA. So this is a new finding. And at Ohio State University, Wexner Medical Center near Columbus, they said it's not something that we would routinely screen for, but now it's become part of our normal routine. So if you deal with any type of hearing loss and hamstring pain along with it, and have never been diagnosed with anything, go to your doctor just to double check and make sure that the two aren't kind of stemming hand in hand, and maybe there's some underlying issue that have not been addressed. So a lot of the RA medications, you know, the biologics, they said, really don't have the links in them, but they're saying there's a lot to do with the connection.
connections. And here's some of the reasons, or some of the connections, they say, rather, basically, with the two. So, however, they say that 1% of all cases deal with hearing loss. Most rheumatologists are familiar with some of this, but not to the extent we're seeing now. So, again, number one, you want to let your doctor know if any over-the-counter drugs you take, because they said some of the reactions with some medications that they found in this study could have been some of the reasons why. So you want to look at drug interactions, number one. You want to also, I mean, this is, has nothing to do with RA, I think, but avoid long exposure to loud noise. Be careful with the earbuds and also the iPods and the personal devices, and listening to a lot of really, really loud music. Be cautious. Ear protection if you're working out loud around a lot of equipment, you know, lawnmowers, that sort of thing. And keep the volume down always, always, as much as possible. If you're listening to the headset with your phone, talking to someone, or even just the basic music, just be cautious with that. Hearing loss happens very slowly, so you don't really notice it. It kind of creeps up over time until it gets to the point where you're a little bit challenged with it. And that's when really you've got to be very, very cautious at that point. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call. Go to the website. Now, we're going to talk about our food of the hour in just a moment. The food that brings health to the body, or what is it that takes health out of the body. And so we've got to understand that certain foods really can transform our health if we know how to use them and use them in the right way and on a regular basis. Now, you don't have to be perfect. I have this conversation all the time. You don't have to be perfect. I mean, really, 90-10, 80-20, those kinds of rules really do apply with our eating habits and our overall lifestyle habits. So, I mean, if you eat well most of the time, have maybe 2 to 3 meals that are off the wagon a week, not a big deal. And if you really do that for a while, you'll think, I don't really need more than about 3 junk meals a week, and I'm good. And you can eat salmon and eggs and protein powders and vegetables and all that sort of thing. But you may feel like you feel deprived if you have to do that all the time. People end up doing really well with it. Powerful that what we put inside of our body, how it becomes our body, and how well we can do. Now let's go to the phones and talk with Fran. Hi, Fran.
I would like to know if there's something that can be done for a tumor on the pineal gland, P-I-N-E-A-L, in the brain. I'm wondering if there's that controls sleep and that sort of thing. I'm wondering if there's anything that can be done for a tumor on the pineal gland as far as diet and that sort of thing.
Well, the pineal gland is, you know, again, it's extremely important to the body. And, you know, to this point, most doctors will just watch and wait, as they call it. So they'll monitor it. Sometimes a tumor on the pineal gland is benign and it doesn't really mean anything, and sometimes they can mean something. So I think first they got to determine, you know, what the actual tumor is. Is it growing? Is it not? Is it malignant or not malignant? Is it cancerous or is it benign? And you've got to look at those different factors, and they've got different ways of analyzing them. If it's not, then, you know, again, if it's a benign tumor, there's different theories in the alternative world, such as that a lot of the body's inability to break down proteins can cause, high cortisol levels can cause benign tumors to grow in different areas. You know, it's again, it's a theory. It's not proven by any means. So typically that can be a thought of cause. The other to look at, you know, when they can, a lot of physicians will sleep, they don't know, and it's true. A lot of times we don't what caused something like that. But the good news is, if it's benign and it's not creating any changes in the body, if it's affecting your sleep a little bit, there's ways to work around that to help support the circadian rhythm and to build those levels up. But if it's not affecting it at any level, then I would tend to agree with what the the physicians are saying is watch and wait. The best way to do anything when there's something weird going on in the body and there's just not a lot of explanation is to begin to build up your habits. So eating habits, getting everything balanced out in equal amounts, lean protein sources, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbs, and then like fruits and vegetables, and then your healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados, all of those together make the biggest difference. Look at your exercise habits as well. Make sure you're doing, let's say, at least 10, 15 minutes a day, 5 to 6 days a week. Just get out and walk. If your habits will follow, or pretty rather what your goals are, you can make huge strides in your health. And you don't have to be stuck where you are. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call. Go to the website. Now, cantaloupe is our food of the hour. Powerful food that makes a big, big difference. A lot of nutrient diversity in this. Of course, it's loaded with B vitamins, vitamin B1, D3, B6, and folate, as well as vitamin K and magnesium and the fiber. So it ranks very, very high, even up there with raspberries and strawberries, which rank extremely high on high vitamin C content. And the cantaloupe contains more beta-carotene than alpha-carotene, but because it contains both the carotenoids, it also contains both of their derivatives, including the lutein and the like. So it's got a lot of vitamin B, vitamin E as well. So with antioxidants that are high in it, you've got a lot of the polyphenols. The polyphenols are amazing. They do very, very well in the body. A lot of researchers understand the metabolic syndrome, which is a challenge within like high blood fat, triglycerides, high blood sugar, high blood pressure, and too much body fat, which is a result of chronic underlying unwanted inflammation and oxidative stress throughout the body. So it's not surprising to see a decreased risk of metabolic syndrome in individuals with especially high intake of cantaloupe, just because of what it provides. Matter of fact, cantaloupe has been shown, there's a blood test called C-reactive protein, or CRP. It used to be, we still use it. It's called SEDRate, or the ESR, and the SEDRate always was a good marker for inflammation. Still used in the basic blood panel, but the CRP came along, and it's kind of the new version. A little bit more detail, give us some more markers regarding the heart, but the CRP, it overall looks at the body inflammation. So when you look at it, one study documented that the benefits of cantaloupe are prevention. They say with eating about 5 fruits a day, which equivalents to about 12 ounces, they assumed that the study participants who looked at it, that their approach might help all of us. Really, when it comes down to inflammation and chronic oxidative stress, they found that when they ate the cantaloupe, that the CRP markers came down considerably. Now, they didn't list the numbers, so I don't know what the exact numbers are, but considerably, pretty powerful. I mean, the fact that it even got it to move is a big deal. A lot of other health benefits, too. Of course, the studies have been done mostly on animals and not humans, so it's a little skewed that way, but researchers have theorized that the cantaloupe phytonutrients can improve insulin and blood sugar levels because it did so in the animals, and also can improve kidney function. How about that? So cantaloupe, powerful superfood along the way that can bring health to you in a lot of ways. Jack in Dalton, Georgia. He says, can you give me some help on working with recurring cold sores? I tend to get them on my mouth, and I'm looking for some natural ways to support it. Well, again, the cold sores come from the herpes virus symptoms. And when you go under a lot of stress, or your body's under a lot of tension, you can, a lot of these little herpes viruses tend to pop out, and they run their course for about 7 to 10 days, and then they tend to heal up. But, the medications, the antivirals, they work as a preventative. And a lot of, from the natural side, a lot of people use L-lysine, which is an amino acid, cuts down on viral activity, and also ionic silver has been used as well to keep those kind of at bay. A couple little things to look at. But for the most part, when you've got viruses, which is what that's built from, keeping the stress levels managed. I know it's hard to eliminate stress, but managing stress levels is the absolute key. Coming up, we're going to jump in. More questions about your health, and we've got some social media you can jump into as well.
Live. This is America's Lifestyle Coach. Good for digestive health. Probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in the country. The patented stomach acid resistant delivery of prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency, more strains, beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated powerful with Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of the Favorite Health Food Store. For more information, Theralac.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after a mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispikos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where Sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you
you feel like many of us, all the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Struggling with so many different situations, it's really amazing to see. So at the end of the day, when you're looking at ways to support the body, you start with nutrition first. Always, the foods you eat matter more than anything else, and then also look at your exercise patterns. If you're not exercising and you're trying to eat well, try to put the two together. They work hand in hand to build the kind of body you're looking for. Powerful. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call. Go to the web. Go to the phones. Just talk to Roger. Hi, Roger.
I just had a quick question about superfoods. I was thinking about eating more of them, and I'd also heard that it was a kind of a marketing thing, and I wanted to know if you had a recommendation for the best superfoods to eat and what they would actually do for the body to help the body out.
Well, there's categories. In the health world, we talk about superfoods and superfruits. I mean, everything's kind of got a little tagline to it. There really are some of the super higher-end category foods that work well. And on the fruit side, the berries really top the list. And all the different berries, because of the deep, rich polyphenols that they have in them, the darker the color, the better. So many anti-cancer properties, and study after study after study have been done. You take blueberries, for example. They are powerful in what they can do in the body. I mean, literally, you read the list of them, from diabetes to cancer to heart disease to Crohn's disease. I mean, the list is on and on. They're so powerful. And then you've got other superfoods, as they call them, different vegetables. I mean, you take things like kimchi, which is cabbage, and the way it's cultured, I mean, what it can do for the digestive tract. You look at certain foods, something basic like a sweet potato, and all the different benefits. That's why we always highlight certain foods, because really, if it's untouched, and it's a fruit, vegetable, for the most part, it's, you know, omega-3 fatty acids. I mean, they are all superfoods at what they do. And we've all got deep properties that make a tremendous impact in your health. So you look at those, and it's incredible to see what they actually can do. So, yeah, if you stick with, and again, all this list is in my book, and it's also on the website. But if you stick with good basic whole foods, where man has not tampered with it, right? So an apple is better than an apple pastry. I mean, and really, I mean, it's, you think about it, people think they eat those kind of things, and think, oh, well, it's got apples in it, it's got to be healthy. But really, if you eat foods in their original design, you're going to do very, very well. Well, that's across the board. And it can do really, really well. I see so many people that restore their health just by better eating habits. It's incredible. So you can start there and really begin to win if you're looking at the preventative side. How you eat, they say, can possibly either affect back pain in a negative way or not. Now, back pain is something that pretty much they say about 90% to 95% of every person will experience some type of back pain at some point in their life. So when it comes to inflammation, and really this goes along with inflammation throughout the body, there's certain ways you can eat to lower the inflammatory process. So John Spolino, he's a physician at the Laser Spine Institute in Tampa, Florida, says inflammation will run rampant throughout the body, cause all kinds of issues and problems, including low back pain. So creating an anti-inflammatory diet to battle back pain becomes much more important. The best thing, though, is if you're prone to back pain, to follow some of these basic diet tips. And most importantly, a plant-based diet with flax and chia seeds is probably your best bet to avoid a lot of the inflammation. And again, plenty of the omega-3 foods like salmon, mackerel, sardines, herring, black cod, tuna, and trout. Those are some of your best fish choices. The naturally pigmented produce, which is a key part of the anti-inflammatory diet, this is all in my book. And there was a Neil Levine, who's a clinical nutritionist, said recently at the American Nutrition Association, if you're looking for foods that reduce back pain and are high in nutrition, carrots, beets, sweet potatoes, cherries, berries, grapes, and red wine, also pomegranates and watermelon are very beneficial. Now, a lot of the herbs and spices can help too. They're known to do that. Basil, cinnamon, ginger, rosemary, garlic, curcumin, onions, oregano, and even turmeric can help in this process. And the teas are always beneficial. So these have been around and known for quite some time. The oolong tea, the white tea, and the green tea are fantastic and extremely beneficial. Dr. Spolino also added that olive oil and brightly colored fruits and vegetables have been helpful to lower the inflammation as well. Strong back pain fighting properties with kale, spinach, and broccoli, they top the list. Some other good food choices, though, in the anti-back pain diet: avocados, nuts, of course, almonds, walnuts, pecans, Brazil nuts, lean proteins, chicken, and turkey make a big, big difference. And even beans and cocoa can help. So staying pain-free, they said a lot of these different foods can make a big difference. Watch for calcium. Getting enough of it, but getting enough vitamin D can help as well. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go one person, something you learn in this show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show. Helps you get well, stay well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information on the general nature and the subject matter covered. In giving with the understanding that neither those who are the station is engaged with the medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.